What's hot, what's not on the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, we'll start off with what is hot right now.
Boy, you know, if we do it as, you know, before overnight trade, you know, we have to say, of course, crude oil has been the market that has been shooting sharply higher, which is dragging soybeans and soybean oil with it. Those markets continue to be the bright spot, or at least they had been the bright spot in the marketplace. You know, that's dragging corn with it and lifting all of the markets. So those were the ones that we're kind of seeing some pretty good push up until overnight. There was another tweet or post by the president that said that there might delay the meeting with Xi and Trump. And that, of course, has put some pressure in the market. Now, nothing has changed from last Friday. The only thing is that the meeting might be delayed a little bit because of the war with Iran. We'll see, but you know, up until then, these markets were seeing some pretty good strength.
So then we look at what's not hot now.
And that, I think, continues to be the same story. And that is, of course, the cattle markets have been beat up pretty bad, mainly because of the increase in the fuel costs and also because of the Dow coming under pressure. The Dow is the other market that's not hot. That's been under some heavy pressure because of course, the war. Hopefully, we can stabilize those markets here. We've gotten down to some major support lines in cattle. Hopefully those levels can hold.
What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.